condense all the information. I just finished watching the Apple event. I got 4 pages of notes, but I will go very fast because I want to make sure that people really, really, really position yourself. I've been talking about since 2021 about the importance of artificial intelligence, and right now what I'm doing is about to make it more usable friendly for people to understand Apple intelligence. So for part of my audience who speak French, I will not be able to redo this live in French. What I will do, I believe I will release maybe at 4 a.m., between 3 and 4 a.m. for French people. I will just re-release the same video with a huge French subtitle, okay? I cannot do this information twice. So I'm going to just condense it and let you know it's so, so, so important. While I'm teaching about that, how, it, you know, however you're going to feel it, if you have some anxiety coming or don't know what to do, don't worry about it. I have a course that you can access where we upload for the first time ever a brand new module from now to December 31st. Okay? So whatever the price is now, just let you know, the price will double real quick. So take the notes. Just learn why it's so important. And I'm letting you know. What I'm about to teach, I already teach my stuff, is so powerful. I don't want you to miss it, okay? You really, really gonna make sure that it's going to, you know, it's going to be able to happen, all right? So, let's go. Take some notes. Share this live with everybody if you watch it in a replay. Hello, everybody. Let's go. So, Apple Intelligence launch event just finished about 15 minutes ago at the time of the recording that I'm recording this. So there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about. New innovations, the iOS 18, the iPhone 16, and Apple Intelligence is going to be connected with ChatGPT and more than 6,000 different plugins. And of course, what it will do, what will happen, and how you can prepare yourself. What happened with Siri? What happened with visual intelligence? We're going to talk about what you can do with a camera. Very powerful. Okay. What you can do with the picture features, the photos and everything else. Gaming. What you can do with gaming. I'm not a gamer, but what they say about gaming make me want to start playing with games. So you really want to pay attention to that. All right. And of course, a live video feature is so powerful what you can do, and the way that, you know, we're going to connect the iPhone even to satellite and your health department, that alone is just so amazing. And then they add a little bit more about what you can do with iPhone Pro Max. I want to focus now just on the iPhone and, you know, a few things I've been talking about, even if all across the board, from the AirPod to the iOS 18 is going to roll out in, even if you have a MacBook Pro or Apple project and everything else, is going to be great. But let's focus on the baby iPhone 16. So new innovation, AirPod Max. AirPod Max is going to be with hearing protection. It means that, you know, there's a lot of people who got hearing problems. We don't know what they have and they are never able to really diagnose it, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And on that one, it's going to help you to have almost, if you want, a daily hearing test. Listen to this, so powerful. It means that it will test your hearing if there's any deficiency of the way you're hearing and stuff like that, and will adjust you to where you live or to your type of noise that you have at your job, in school, even if you go to a concert. Those AirPods are going to be able to adapt themselves. That's why it's so powerful. They're going to be able to adapt themselves. So that alone is so powerful. And that I was like, whoa. So, I mean, it's powerful. And then it's going to be connected with real-world data when it comes to noise. It means a different level. You see, like, if you've been in the music industry and stuff like that, there's certain decibel, a certain level. So there's a level where you're supposed to hear. And if you're deficient, it's going to increase the volume. So think about your grandparents or somebody elderly who have problem with hearings, or somebody younger, or no matter what's going on happening with hearing, those AirPods gonna be able to adjust themselves to the hearing deficiency. So it means that if that person needs the volume to go 2x, the AirPods when you're talking to the person is gonna go 2x. If there is a lot of noise when you talk to someone, you know, if you've been in a club, in a concert, and you try to talk to someone, they will adjust the level of your hearing. If you're in a club, if you're in a concert, if you're in a church, wherever there's a lot of people, a festival, they're going to adapt the hearing, that you have a hearing problem or not, so you can have a conversation with somebody. That alone is crazy good, okay? That I was like, whoa, that is so powerful. And then what's going to happen, with a press of just a press on a button, you can send that to a cloud and then later on to transmit that to your doctor, to your provider. I mean, you understand what's going on. So like now you can take all the data that you have to enhance your hearing and provide that with all the data, all the languages that a doctor will understand to your doctor office without doing anything. That's just amazing. That's the power of Apple intelligence, guys. I'm telling you. And of course, the HealthPod Max will be customized for people who have hearing challenges. Do you know how much a hearing head used to cost for somebody? Now for everybody gonna be able to have access, so they want to enhance your well-being. That's how Apple is gonna be always so good. And all this feature will be available in more than 100 countries through iOS 18. Okay? So now let's go. Number two, iPhone 16 and Apple Intelligence. Now, you know that I speak French. You know I have a multimedia company. We do a lot of translation globally in more than 24 languages. They're saying that now through the iPhone 16, okay, connecting with your AirPod, you have instant translation. Instant translation. So when you're talking to someone who talk a whole other language, you can understand. For the ladies who go to a nail salon and you want to know if they talk about you, you can have your iPhone 16 and understand everything they're saying in real time. This is my job. It's been my job for 23 years. I was doing live translation for conferences for my church, and I did that around the world in 4 continents since 2001. Now, you can have an in-demand, on-demand translator connected to your earpiece in more than 25 languages, and they add more languages every month. You understand that? So now you can go overseas, like people like me who like to travel. You can go to another country and watch the news and just smooth your ear like that and smooth your ear and listen to whatever they're saying in the news, in a movie, for a cartoon or whatever. When you go to a grocery store, when you go to a restaurant, you know, if you've never been to a country where they don't speak English or French or languages, and you try to order food, you know how frustrated it is? You try to show pictures, and now with an iPhone, you can have real conversation, and they can translate what you're saying. You can understand what they're saying. This is wonderful. This is powerful. Okay? That's great. And you can also unlock or lock your car. So if your system, you know, your security system, you can lock and unlock your car with your iPhone. Come on now. Come on, guys. Camera control. By sliding your finger with what they call Apple Silicon. Is Apple Intelligence another way for Apple Intelligence? For you, if A18 is 2 times faster for any AI software. Let me break it down for you. You see, when you use ChatGPT or any AI tools, sometimes, you know, you have to wait a little bit because, like, you know your phone or your computer don't go faster. With AI 18, it will go 2 times faster. It means that whatever you're asking, you will have instant information because, like, now it's already connected inside through Apple Intelligence and any AI software through AI language. They're going to be connected. This is why it's so powerful, guys. I mean, it's just like, wow. Okay, just like, wow. So, Cisco CPU, the computer I have here, it was one of the most powerful computers a few years ago, okay? So, the iPhone 16 is more powerful than the computer I have, and my computer is a mobile video audio beast that I've been using traveling around the world for 8 years. That iPhone is more powerful than that. Okay? Now, you have an AR, Apple Intelligence inside. We can rewrite everything from text to emoji to images. Will help you organize your pictures and your video. So in my phone now, I believe I have 24,000 videos since I've been having an iPhone for so long. All my pictures are here and maybe 8,000 videos. So if I want to say that, okay, please, I want a picture that when I was with my family in Belgium in 2018, you know, I did the world tour in 2018, my family. So I want a picture from Gabon or, you know, for Paris. I can just say like, give me all the pictures. And in a few seconds, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I used to look like that, 2000, the language, I mean, the month, the year, then the day, I can just voice activate and they're going to come out so that I want a picture when I was with my son only. And they're going to pop the picture for me. This is how powerful it is, guys. This is how powerful it is. I was like, whoa. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just so, whoa, so powerful. Same thing for videos. If I have a video I did on the Champs-Élysées in Paris 5 years ago, it's just going to drop the video on my phone, just put it out like that. It's so powerful. And then you have to understand it's connected. So if I want to mix something with Final Cut Pro, it can connect that to my computer. Guys, it's just wonderful. Okay? It's just so powerful. Then I can summarize every email. Every email I can summarize, I can hear, like, for example, I was listening to the Apple event today. If I have an iPhone 16, I could just put the iPhone 16 and then it's going to summarize the best note for me. And then I can get those notes and say, okay, email it to my brother, Coach Thierry. And we email it to, or email it to my wife, Danita. And we email it to my wife. So that's how powerful it is, like voice prompting for everything I want to summarize everything. Think about students in school. So the teacher is teaching about a lesson. You have your iPhone 16, and they're going to be able to receive everything. Come on, guys. It's so powerful. This is so powerful. And we can, if you're a CEO, we can organize, you know, your meetings. So what is the best meeting for the day and move it the way they want. It's just so powerful. Siri, number four, will become AI intelligence. So you can update new address, new phone number by voice prompt. Give me the new, my wife, new phone number and address if she live in another city or something like that, or a cousin or family member or grandpa or whatever, or my dad or my, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever that you want, you can update that in real time in your phone. You don't have to type it. They will know exactly the address. That is just amazing for me. Now, this is why my training was the link is right there in the description. That's why you need to get that training. We're gonna have monthly update for Apple Intelligence. So what I'm gonna do for my VIPs and people who buy the course, every time there's a new update, I will go and teach on it. In already order my new iPhone. September 20th, I'm gonna have my new iPhone. This is no question. I've been having iPhone since iPhone came out in June 2007. But I'm telling you, why this time I'm going to get it, because Apple Intelligence changed everything. It's not just about the camera, it's not about the bigger phone, the bigger camera, but Apple Intelligence is going to make my life easier because I run businesses, you know, globally. It's going to just make my life easier. It's just going to be like four different virtual assistants in one. That's why it's powerful. That's why we need to have it. All right? Now, number five, visual intelligence. So I can point my phone to everything. They give me the address. I can see a cat. I don't know what type of cat it is. I just point at my phone. They're going to tell me about what type of cat, what type of dog. I hope, you know, what type of snake it is in front of me. Wherever I am. You know, sometimes when you go overseas and you travel, I have to talk about, you know, I travel a lot. And you see some, you don't know if it's a restaurant, if it's your type of restaurant, you know, you have to ask questions. I can just print it out and gonna tell me this is that restaurant, this is a menu, this is a special of today. And right there on that visual intelligence, I can book or I can reserve for if I want dinner in 3 hours now, for how many people, I can do it all that without coming to a restaurant and talk to someone. Come on, guys. come on. This is so powerful. I'm like, man, well, you know, it's just so powerful. It's so great. You know what I'm saying? It's just so wonderful. So we cannot miss that. Okay? Now, the good thing, I can book a flight. I can book everything from visual. Like, I can be at the airport and and just visual a plane of it and say, okay, that plane is going to Barcelona in 4 hours by Delta. Do you want to book a ticket now? And I can do it from my phone, guys. This is, come on, man. This is what we need. If I see something, you see my watch or you see a shirt, like you want my shirt, like a polo shirt, like this one, you can point my shirt and they say, okay, we got this shirt from the polo store in blue. What is your size? And you can order from your phone, from any e-commerce store, register online. Okay, that's another class, but it's not every website was, you know, Google searchable. But if your website is Google searchable and you have to sell something, no more QR code. I don't need a QR code. I can point out to everything I see and make it happen. Come on. So you can buy everything from Google. It's available on Google. It's available on Amazon. You can buy it just by pointing your phone to it. Can you imagine when you walk on the street and stuff like that? That you see somebody, you see a, especially ladies, you see a nice bag, a nice outfit, nice shoes. You can just point it out. You can be at the airport in a line to get in a plane and you like whatever outfit that person has. I love suits, like whatever nice Italian suits and else. I can point out and I can buy it while I'm in the line about to get on my flight. This is what we call visual intelligence. Cameras. You can record videos and take pictures at the same time. You can adjust camera control from lighting, zoom, grading automatically with 48 megapixel. If you know what 48 is, powerful. The camera I have now is very clear. As a professional camera, it cost me more than $2,000. It's 24. And you see how clear it is. I'm outside. No extra light, nothing like that. Actually, I'm in the shade. But iPhone 16 can have twice the megapixel and the resolution of that camera right there. Come on. That's so powerful. Okay? You can have what we call special features. You can now remove white noise from your video inside the iPhone. So you see that microphone I have is a USB professional microphone for podcasts and things like that. It's connected to USB. But I use a software named Ecamm. I already remove the white noise. So that's why, like, you know, you hear I'm outside, but you can still hear me clearly. The iPhone will do that now automatically to have white noise removal. We used to pay for editing for years. I'm a video editor. People used to pay me for this kind of stuff. Now for the iPhone, you can record without a microphone and it removes the background noise and the stuff is crisper, clear. Do you know how many microphones I have to travel with whenever I record the video when I'm traveling because I need to make sure the sound is good? No more. I can just record and walking with my phone and everything's going to be so clear, guys. Come on. You can Photoshop any pictures from the iPhone, remove object, everything. Like, I can take a picture and I can remove that. I can remove that. I can put whatever I want, you know, just from my iPhone. I don't need to get an extra app. Do you know how much money I'm going to save? Do you know how much app for pictures and stuff that I have to pay every month? I'm going to remove all that. I'm going to remove all that because now I have everything I need inside my iPhone.